Hey, everyone. Welcome to K-Talks. I'm your host, Kay Bellows. Guys, I can't believe this is episode 18 already. I am just super excited to share with you today's episode. I actually interview and chat with my friend and also my business partner, Kayla Enders. We dive into different challenges that both of us have faced this year with the pandemic, and also how to take better action in life and also in business, and the importance of finding your people, finding your tribe, and having a community of people around you. We had so much fun chatting, and I really hope you get some value from this episode. As always, please remember to subscribe, to rate and review, share it with your friends, share it on socials, and don't forget to tag me so I can say hello back. And I hope you enjoy this episode. Hey everyone, welcome to episode 18 of K-Talks. I'm your host, Kay Bellows, and I am so excited to introduce to you my friend and my business partner, Kayla Enders. So Kayla and I, we've actually known each other for just a very short time, and by short time, I mean like literally 3 weeks. And we honestly just connected right away. She is just a firecracker and a hard worker. And she's just someone that I really respect. And, you know, she just doesn't let anything get in her way. When she sets her mind to something, like, it gets done. And it's just really, really inspiring to see. And she's currently in school studying exercise science and also building an online business and learning the skills of trading while doing so as well. So she is a busy bee. She also has her own podcast called From Within with Kayla Enders. So this girl is like full speed ahead. So watch out, world. She's coming. And I am just so happy and grateful to be connected with her, to be able to call her a friend and also a business partner. Honestly, this girl is my people. She's my home girl. So I'm just so excited to welcome her to the podcast. And thank you just for taking the time to come on and chat with me and share your wisdom with all of my listeners.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate being on here. First things first, before I tell you guys a little bit about myself, I just want to say that I'm so grateful for Kristen here. You guys have no idea how much of a positive impact she's been in my life. Like she said, we've known each other for a short amount of time, but sometimes like the short amount of time, like that's all you need to really connect with someone. So it is truly an amazing thing, and I'm truly grateful to be partnered with her. A little bit about me. So Kristen explained, I am in school right now. In January of 2020, I felt really alone. I felt really lost. I felt like I had no direction, no purpose in life. And I had to figure out, you know, what I was going to do to find that again, because like it starts with inside yourself. You have to decide that, you know, you have to change something within yourself. And so, April of 2020, I started to make different choices, and I started to tap into different areas. I actually joined a product company and felt like my life was moving forward, although I didn't have the connection that I was longing for, and I didn't feel totally aligned. I felt like, you know, things were progressing, yes, but I didn't feel that alignment. So then in October, actually, I joined what we're doing now, and I've never felt more at home. I've never felt like, I don't feel lost anymore. Let's just say I feel like I'm, in the right place at the right time with the right people. And it's just an amazing thing to be a part of. But like Kristen said, like feeling, or I guess like I'm going to say here, feeling alone in January and then coming into what we're doing now and feeling like you do have a purpose and you do have goals and you do have dreams, anything is possible. Like we're so capable of anything we put our mind to. And sometimes it just takes the right person to show you and the right people to be around to show you that. So that's a little bit about me. And yeah.
I love that, girl. You just like jump right in. You're like, yo, this is me. And yeah, this is me. So I actually want to backpedal a little bit, because you are in school for exercise science. So like, I want to know like how you got into the fitness space, and part two, how that actually led you to pivot to the space that you're in now, in, you know, joining up with an educational platform in the network marketing industry, and really just helping to impact and empower people's lives.
Yeah. So I got into fitness because of the goals that you can set for yourself and the limits that you can push yourself to, because like, whenever you're doing something in the fitness realm, like, you can always become better. You can always, you know, make small changes and improvements. And that was something that really, really sparked something inside of me, because if you work hard for something, you can achieve results. And that's what really pulls me in fitness. And that's what really drives me in fitness. It also really helps me just release a lot of, you know, stress that I have in my day. And I can just go and do it. And I don't feel overwhelmed when I'm working out or when I'm exercising. So that's a huge positive in my life. And then joining this company, so being a part of an educational platform is something super special, because I was talking to Kristen about this the other day, but when you learn a skill, nobody can take that away from you. Like, you, it's so empowering to learn something and then be able to apply it to your life. Like, sometimes, you know, knowledge is power, but without action, knowledge is nothing, right? So sometimes you have to learn, but then you also have to act on that knowledge that you're receiving. So it is super special to be a part of. And I'm very excited.
Mm-hmm. That's so true, because I mean, the personal growth space is probably one of the top leading like industries right now. I mean, it's like, I don't know the numbers, but I would have to say it's probably like a multi-billion dollar industry. You know, and we have all of these books and we have all of these resources, but not everyone's putting them into action, right? So it's really about applied knowledge, right? Mm-hmm. Applying that knowledge and taking action on it, rather than just using that knowledge almost as like another excuse to procrastinate. Like, you know, and honestly, I'm just going to be real. Like, I was actually like that for a really long time. Like, I've been in the personal growth space for, you know, I started in my early 20s, and I definitely would just like always be listening to podcasts and reading, and, you know, like listening to people like Grant Cardone and Robert Kiyosaki and, you know, Brendan Burchard, Lewis Howes, like all of those guys that are just like slaying it in the space. But I wasn't actually applying the knowledge that I was learning. Like, I just kind of got stuck in that almost like school loop of like, mm-hmm. I'm learning. I need to know everything before I can actually take action. So, and I think that's so interesting too, because that's just, you know, that's just like another block that we have. So how do you overcome that? Like, what are like three tips that you can maybe give my listeners that are maybe like in that space where, you know, maybe they're just kind of getting into personal growth, or maybe they're stuck in that loop that I was, and they're kind of slacking on the action part. Like, how can they get out of that into action?
Yeah. This is a good question. Definitely, like, when I'm learning something, because I got into my personal development journey back in 2019, and like the best things that have worked for me is if I learn something, apply it right away. Like, don't wait to know everything and try and obtain all the information. Like, if you learn something on the spot, try and apply it to your life. Try and make it a part of your life so that you don't forget about it, because we like, there's so much information that's circling around. There's so much that's coming at us. So by applying it in that moment, by applying it in your day, you're more likely to remember it, and you're more likely to make a change within yourself. So that's number one. Number two would be to talk to other people about it, because if you learn something and you talk to other people, you help other people, you teach other people, it just solidifies what you've been learning. So to talk about it with like-minded people is really important, because then you can relate to that person on that certain level. So that's number two. And then number three, I guess, is just number three. I'm kind of on the spot here. I'm kind of trying to think. Okay. I always make sure that, sorry, go ahead.
Well, I guess it was kind of tied into your last one, but just like really having an accountability partner.
Yeah, exactly. And I think number three, I guess, would be just be scheduling it in. Like, the importance of personal growth. Like, if you guys aren't doing it, then you're not going to move forward, right? So it is so important to have that in your daily practices, whatever your daily day looks like. But even 10 minutes of personal growth, whether that's a podcast, whether that's reading, whether that's talking with a like-minded person, like anything that's going to help you grow, 10 minutes is all it takes. Like making sure that, you know, we're not pushing it to the side, because it really can move us forward.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. Those are some great tips. And for me personally, like sometimes I can get overwhelmed when I'm thinking like, oh my gosh, like I have this and this and this and this and this to do, but just breaking it into small chunks and focusing, okay, so what are my long-term goals? What are my monthly goals? What are my goals today? Mm-hmm. Right? Like, what do I want to achieve today? And break it up and be like, cool, I'm going to do these three things today. And just focus on those three things and get them done. And also by doing that too, that's actually going to help to build self-confidence, which is going to make you take more action, because now you're confident in yourself and that creates momentum. Mm-hmm. Brendan Burchard talks about this a lot. He actually has, I think he's got a podcast on this too. I'll link it up in the show notes, because that's a really good one. So if you guys don't listen to Brendan Burchard, you definitely need to check him out. He's like literally one of the number one people in the personal growth space. Like he coaches like high level achievers. Like literally he's incredible. Anyway, oh, I love talking about this stuff. Can you tell? So I want to touch a little bit. And we talked about this yesterday too. We went on live Instagram yesterday and just were chatting a little bit about, you know, what's going on in the world right now. And there's a lot of people that seem to really be stuck in suffering and fear. And, you know, there's just so much happening around us. And, you know, I think this year has just been a big turning point for a lot of people. It's like half the population woke up and decided to take ownership and responsibility for their lives. And I'm going to be pretty bold here. So I don't know, this could piss some people off. So if it does, I don't know. You know, a lot of people really just kind of stepped up and, you know, woke up and decided to take that responsibility. But the other half, it seems like, just kind of wrote the year off and, you know, they just kind of really were consumed by what was going on outside in the world, and watching Netflix and so on. And not discounting that this year has been challenging, because it for sure has been. And, you know, we've never been through a pandemic like this before, so it obviously hasn't been easy. You know, there's been a lot of challenges, but it's so important, because what we focus on expands, right? And knowing too that, you know, we're not in control of things outside of ourselves, but we are in control of, you know, what happens inside of ourselves. So why not use this time to reinvent and better ourselves? Because it really is just the perfect opportunity to do so. And I'm also just like super fascinated by human psychology and beliefs and, you know, why people do the things that they do. So I just want to hear like your side, Kayla, because I know you had some big like shifts. I know you kind of touched a little bit on it already in your story, but I want to go a little bit deeper into like how you actually overcame some challenges during this time, and what was like that aha moment that you had where you knew like something like had to change, like because you're in school right now for fitness, but that wasn't really like fully like fulfilling you. So what was like that thing where you're like, okay, like I need to make a change if I really want to like live the life that I want to live?
Yeah. So, when I came here, I was very focused on just like, you know, doing my courses and making sure that, you know, I was going to get these certifications, because, I thought that like, if I had my own business, then it would really propel me forward. My vision was small. It wasn't, as big as it is now. I had a lot of self-doubt. I thought that, you know, I couldn't dream as big, and I couldn't do as big things. And like one of the things that was really pivotal to me was to just like not care what people thought. And it kind of was a transition for me, because I went through my Facebook, my Instagram. I'm like, why do I still have these people? Why am I still paying attention to these people when they add nothing to my life and I add nothing to their lives? So I ended up, you know, deleting a lot of people off my social media just so that I could gain that mental clarity again. And that, like, that was huge for me because I was so focused on what others were going to think of me and how many times I changed my mind. Because, like, I feel like I'm a squirrel sometimes. I go from like this to that to this. And one of the things that has always stuck with me was my goal of impacting people, but it was so small. And then, you know, doing what we're doing now, I don't have that doubt. When you're around the right people, when you have that connection with people, your vision starts to expand. You start to get on that same vibration as others. And you're just like, holy crap, I'm capable of this. I can do this. So then, like, telling myself I can do this, those I am affirmations are so powerful. When you tell yourself you can do something, it just leads to more and more and more. So yeah, like, not caring what people thought was definitely a huge thing for me. And then just being able to meet people on the vibration and on the level of frequency that they were at really helped expand my vision and really, you know, pushed me forward. That's when I shifted my focus from just my courses to now what we're doing now, because, like, the vision is there. It's there's no doubt in the vision. And once you catch it, there's no going back. Like, mm-hmm. you catch it and you just go, right? Mm-hmm. So
that's so true. That's so true. And, you know, we are the average of who we hang out with, right? So if we're, you know, being surrounded by people that maybe aren't living the lives that you know, we want to live, not that it's bad, it's just different, mm-hmm. You know, because we all have a different purpose, we all have a different path, but really just getting clear on, like, what it is that you want and who you want to surround yourself with, and just really taking, like, a hard look at, like, the results in, like, your life today, because where you are right now is the direct reflection of your beliefs and the actions that you've taken up until this point, the decisions that you've made. So if there's something that you don't like really assessing that and deciding, like, hey, I need to make some changes. I need to clean out the closet. I need to declutter. I need to, you know, remove some of this heavy energy so I can get, you know, into the space that, you know, I feel like I'm going to thrive in. And that's so important. And I feel like a lot of people are really missing that right now. That's one thing I just want to say, like, side note here, I'm super, super grateful for you and super grateful for our community, because for me as well, like, I did a lot of cleaning out this year too, and a lot of shifting and a lot of, you know, taking ownership. And I, you know, originally had a different vision for my life. And it's just completely shifted and expanded now to bigger than I could even imagine. And I have hope now too. Like, I felt lost and I felt like, I don't know. I honestly had so much, I mean, I'm still in, you know, I still have student loans and things like that, you know, that need to be paid off, but now I have a plan and now I'm working towards being able to do that. Whereas before, like, I didn't even know how I was going to do that. And that uncertainty just literally created, like, a black cloud almost. And, you know, some days I wouldn't even get out of bed and I was like, what's the point? Like, I don't even know what I'm doing. Like, I have no purpose. Right. But that's what I was telling myself too. But then when I started to, like, you know, shift and, like, had some big awakenings and, like, literally, like, abruptly moved back from Nashville, it, caused me to really just, like, wake up and, like, be like, okay, something has to change, because if I keep doing what I'm doing, nothing's going to change. I'm going to be in the same place. And that scares the crap out of me. Being in the same place as I was last year, no, thank you. Oh my goodness. Yeah. I feel like we could go so deep here. I'm, like, trying to, like, hold the reins back. I'm like, oh my goodness. So, you know, for the people that are really struggling during this time, you know, whether it be, you know, they're trying to figure out what they want to do. Maybe they're struggling financially. Maybe they lost their job during this time. You know, whatever it may be, like, what are some tips or steps that, you know, you can give my listeners to help them kind of get out of that funk a little bit? Because I think people need hope. Like, people need to know that, you know, it's going to be okay, especially right now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree with what you said about, like, if nothing changes, nothing changes. So if people are in a situation, if people are in a place, like I said at the beginning of this, it starts with making that choice and deciding to change. Sometimes we have to like take those risks that scare the crap out of us. Sometimes we have to do things that, you know, make us uncomfortable, that give us that feeling inside of us where we're like, oh my God, like, you know, sometimes we have to do those things in order to figure out, you know, what we want in life. Because if you constantly say no to things and you don't try anything new, you're going to stay in the same place. And like Kristen said, like that scares the crap out of me. I do not want to be in the same place I was a year ago. And I'm almost positive you don't want to be in the same place you were a year ago. So like in order to change your current situation, in order to, you know, come out of something, if you are struggling, you have to decide that, you know, you got to make a change. And whether that is, you know, surrounding yourself with new people, whether that is, you know, looking into a different job, whether that is looking into different areas, or, you know, whether that is, you know, reading new books that you would have never read before. But it starts with, you know, deciding that, hey, look, like what I'm doing right now obviously isn't working. So I need to figure out what can work for me. And sometimes we have to be open to new things. We have to take those risks because we never know what's on the other side. So that's super, super important. And like, there is your people. Like one of the things that I was scared of in this whole year was I would never find my people. I was wondering where the heck they were, but they will come. Once you decide that you need to change yourself, you will raise your level of awareness and you'll raise to a different level. And then those people will be attracted to you because you're now at that level. And then that's where your people will come. But they won't come if you're going to be in the same place. They'll come once you decide to come out of that place, you know? So that's my tip for everyone.
That's so true. That really resonates with me, because just like you as well. And I'm sure like if we felt like this, I'm sure a lot of other people are also feeling like this, you know, was singing and acting and performing and doing all of those things. And, you know, everyone else was like in high school, like partying and stuff. Right. So I always, for a huge, huge part of my life, felt like I was on the outside looking in. I've always been kind of a little bit different. You know, I competed in a high level of sports at a very young age, I feel like, and then that just kind of like went with me. And, you know, I've always just been super into like personal growth and everything. And yeah, I just felt like I was on the outside looking in. And though I have some like incredible friends in my life, I still felt like something was like missing until, you know, I came into this community, I came into this company that we're in, and literally just like everything changed for me. I was like, oh my God, like I feel at home, like this is my family, like these are my people. And I think especially during a time like this, it's so important to lean into a community and to lean into that support. Because honestly, I mean, learning how to make money and create streams of income online is important, but also just as important is feeling like you belong. I mean, first that has to start with you, right? Because we can't seek that acceptance or love from outside of ourselves. We need to have that inside of ourselves first. But when you're surrounded by people that like think like you and like want to achieve great things and have the same vision, obviously not the exact same vision, but you know, you're going on a similar journey. Mm-hmm. Like that just makes all the difference.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you can relate to somebody, you don't feel as alone. You don't feel as lost. Like when you know someone has gone through what you've gone through, like it makes you feel a little bit better inside because you know that you're not alone. That's one of people's like things too, is like that feeling of, you know, not having anybody around you. That's a scary feeling. So being able to relate to someone can really take down the stress that comes along with that.
Yeah, that is so true. So true. It can be a scary place to be in.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Sure. Yeah.
Having those people around you to help lift you up and just reassure you, like, you know, we're in the trenches together. Like it's going to be okay. Like yeah. It just makes all the difference, you know? So I do want to ask you, this is like one of my favorite questions, and it's going to be my final question, because I do want to be mindful of your time and mindful of my listeners' time. So I've had to redefine this for myself, and I feel like I'm constantly redefining it, but success means different things to different people. I'm just curious, like, what does success mean to you?
Ooh, I love that. success to me means being fulfilled in all areas of your life, not just the money, not just, you know, the relationships, not just the connection, like being fulfilled in all areas of your life and being able to live a life that you want to live. Because we think that, you know, we have to live a certain way, but we don't. We can live any way we want to live. And I know that everybody on here has a dream, has a goal. And sometimes, like, it's hard to figure that out. But once you do, like, you are so capable of living that. And so success to me means, you know, being fulfilled in all areas of your life and being able to live the way that you want to live every single day and not being held back at all.
I love that. Girl, I love that. You are such a firecracker. I'm so excited to be like working with you and doing life with you, and just excited to see like where this journey takes you, and I mean, shit, like, let's go.
Let's go. So,
why don't you tell everyone where they can find you?
So I'm on Instagram at It's Kayla Enders. I'm also on Facebook, Kayla Enders. And I'm also on Twitter, Kayla_Enders21. So on all those different platforms. And I've TikTok, Kayla Enders. So there's a lot of different ones out there. But yeah, Instagram is where I spend most of my time. So
go check her out, y'all, for your daily dose of motivation and inspiration. You won't be disappointed. So thank you so much for taking the time to just come on and chat and share your wisdom. It just means so much to me. And I'm sure my listeners just got so much value listening to you. So thank you for just showing up as you, like 100%. You're an incredible girl. And yeah, I'm just super excited to see what the future holds for you. So,
aw, thank you so much for having me. And I feel so excited to be doing this with you.
Aw, girl, likewise. Okay, I feel like we could keep going back and forth with that. So thank you guys for tuning into K-Talks today. I really appreciate every single one of you. And I hope that you go out there and you live your dreams, you find that passion that you have inside, and you just like go for it. And I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your day. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll catch you on the. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of K-Talks. Please tap that subscribe button for a chance to get a shout out for Subscriber of the Week. And also let me know what you loved about this episode, because I do really want to create content that you all love and enjoy listening to. So your feedback is so important to me. It would also mean the world if you could please share with a friend, share on social media, and don't forget to tag me at KBellows so I can see it and I can connect with you. Until next time, I'll see you later.